Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Kate Boyle, and I'm your host of the Mind Movement Health podcast. Welcome back this week. This week, we are talking about how often do you need to stretch? Now, before we dive in, let's do a quick update with where we are at. We are here in Melbourne, Australia. Okay, everything seems to be going well at the moment with COVID. Everything is open. Okay, we're getting out and about, traveling around within our country. So we really are hoping it stays that way. We've had a few small little outbreaks, okay, here and there that has given us just some small scares. I know that, you know, each time there's a small outbreak, I think, oh no, we're going to go into a lockdown. But so far, so good. Vaccine is starting to roll out. So I hope wherever you are in the world that you are well, that you are safe, and that you guys are seeing the change coming through and hopefully turning the corner as we move in further into 2021. Okay, so do we need to stretch, and how often do we need to stretch? So this is a question that often comes through. I hear it so much within the Pilates studio, and okay, clients are always sort of checking in. But the answer is yes, we really do need to do stretch and release work for our body. And it will depend on the individual and what their activities are, but generally we should be doing some release work every day. Now, when I tell that to people, it sometimes blows their mind. They're like, really? Do I really need to be doing some release work every day? Like, that's going to take me some time, and how am I going to fit it in? And I always just say to them, you only need to do a couple of minutes, okay? So about 2 to 4 minutes is plenty of release work every day, as long as you're staying consistent with it. So let's dive into why do we need to do this every day? Well, many, many years ago, let's go back to the start, okay, when we were first sort of roaming this earth and we were hunter and gatherers, we were doing lots of different activities, okay? You weren't sitting all day at a desk, you were bending, you were gathering, okay? Men and women were hunting, we were looking after children, we were moving, okay? And we didn't have chairs to sit on, so people were squatting down or they were bending down onto the ground, okay? It was a lot more functional, there was a lot more movement going on, and no, they probably didn't stop to stretch and do a stretch per se, but their bodies would have given them cues, and we still have those cues now today. So if you think about when you wake up in the morning and you do a big yawn, you'll often stretch those arms out, reach them out to the side, okay? That's your body's way of doing some stretch and release. So your body will do it naturally in some circumstances, okay? Yawning is a really good one. Sometimes when we sigh, you can often feel that everything just relaxes within the body. We just let that sigh out, okay? Or unconsciously, you know, even when you're sitting and working, you may find yourself just starting to, you know, turn your neck to the side, incline your head, roll your shoulders back or lift your shoulders up and down because things are starting to get tight. And that's your body's way of communicating to you, hey, I'm tight. I need to do a little bit of movement now. So as the years have gone on and, you know, we've entered the industrial age and we had, you know, factory farming start coming through and people started to get more office jobs and sit longer during the day, bodies became tighter, and that's why we've seen a really big increase in lower back pain, hip pain, neck and shoulder pain, any type of upper back pain. You know, pain has started to come through because we're not moving as much as we used to, and we only need to look at the stats to see this. 1 in every 3 people or Australians in the last month have reported back pain, okay? So at least a third of people, and I'm sure that's quite an underreported statistic as well, are reporting regular lower back pain. So now, you might not be sitting at a desk all day. You might be thinking, hey, Kate, I sit down, but I don't work at a desk, so I should be okay. But we need to also add up how long that we're sitting in the car driving. How long are we sitting down and eating? How long are we sitting and reading with our kids or watching telly or sitting on our phones? So all this sitting really does accumulate and it causes tightness. Now, on the reverse side of that, you may be standing for long periods of the day. So whether or not that's for work, okay, whether or not you just prefer to stand rather than sit, prolonged standing has effects on our body and causes tightness and tension as well. So generally, it's just these repeated patterns of movement. Now, we also don't tend to do lots of different diverse movements, or not as many as we used to. So nowadays, I'm sure many of you out there might go to the gym, okay, or go to your Pilates class, shout out to all the Pilates instructors out there, or head to, you know, a fitness class. And that's when we'll do our reaching, our pulling, our pushing, our twisting, our lifting. So lifting weights, okay? But in our everyday lives, if you think you get up in the morning, okay, maybe you have a shower, you have breakfast, you might get your kids ready for school or just get ready for work. Just think back to your morning this morning. How many times did you really reach for something? How many times did you have to pull something? And I don't mean just like open the drawer. I mean really have to pull. What about pushing something, getting your body weight behind it? Twisting, okay? Or lifting something. Now, generally, you know, most people are going to say that they probably only acquired maybe 10% of their maximum effort this morning. It's all pretty easy. Our everyday lives, especially if you're, you know, living in Australia or somewhere similar, we have so many modern conveniences, our bodies don't have to work very hard anymore. And because we're not doing these different actions, then we're not maintaining that mobility and that balance within our muscle and skeletal system. So that's why adding in some stretches and release work every day is really crucial. And where you can, making sure you're adding in these movements. So look at ways today that you can add in reaching for something, pulling something towards you, pushing something away, twisting and rotating your spine, and lifting something. Don't avoid these movements. Definitely try to add them in where you can because it is going to improve your mobility and reduce the pain. Now, how long should we be doing this release work for? As I said before, just 2 to 4 minutes. But what should we be doing? Now, this is going to be a bit different for the individual because it depends on your body type, on what exercise you do, on what you do for work every day, on what activities you're doing in general. Now, our release work can look like stretches. So it might be stretches that we hold. You know, everybody knows their general glute stretch or their hamstring stretch, or even just bringing your neck to the side and stretching out your neck. You may also want to invest in getting a massage ball, okay? They're not too expensive. You can usually pick one up for about $10 anywhere, okay? And you can use that to get into tight spots. So they're especially great for getting into your hamstrings and glutes, your back, lower and upper back, into the neck, and then also into the pecs at the front of the chest, which is generally a really tight area for most people because the majority of actions we do tend to be in front of our body, so they don't get stretched out very much. Now, you can do a mix of static and holding stretches, of moving in and out of a stretch and adding different resistances, or getting out a massage ball, a foam roller, okay? I know a few clients that I have now have massage guns, okay? They've really taken off. They're obviously going to give you a much deeper release. They cost a lot more money. So you can obviously just start, even if you don't have a massage ball, use your fingertips, okay? Good old fingertips, just get them in there, do a bit of release work within your muscles. Now, what time of day is the ideal time to do our stretch and release work? Now, there isn't an ideal time because, again, we're all a little bit different. We have different schedules. But what I will say is you will get different results at different times of the day. So if you are the average person that wakes up during the day and sleeps during the night, so you're not a shift worker, okay, that works the night shift, when you wake up in the morning, if you want to do some release work then, that's a great way to start because you will be a little bit tight from sleeping overnight. But be aware that your range will be smaller. Your circulation hasn't got it going yet. yet. Your body hasn't warmed up. So our muscles are a little bit tighter, or the fascia around the muscles, I really should say. So just be aware that if you are stretching in the morning, it is a great way to start the day, but you might find you don't get as deep into your stretches. That's totally okay. That's just what happens in the morning. Now, an optimal time to stretch is in the afternoon if we're looking for range. So say you had a goal that you really wanted to do the splits, then working on it each afternoon when your body's all warmed up, circulation is going, okay, that's going to be the ideal time to get the most out of your splits practice without causing an injury. Now, myself, and probably for the general population, it's at the end of the day when we finally stop that we feel that we're tight, okay, maybe we're holding some tension in our body, or we're feeling a little bit stiff, or maybe we feel a little bit of a niggle or an ache. Now, the end of the day is a great time to grab out your massage ball or foam roller, do it in front of the TV, okay? I often do it as part of my evening routine. So I will have a shower in the evening, okay? Doesn't matter if I'm in my pajamas, I'll jump on the foam roller. I'll usually do a little bit of release through my legs, okay? Fronts and sides of my legs. I might do a few hip rolls to help release my lower back. And then I'll always do a little bit of upper back release. So I might do some gentle stretches over the roller, or I might do a bit of a massage through with the roller and the massage ball. This takes me just a couple of minutes, okay? And the reason it's so good to do it in the evening is, one, you don't have any other commitments, okay? So really, you know, you're not going to have too many interruptions at this time. And two, it allows you to release some of that tightness before you go to sleep. So a lot of people often report that when they're sleeping, they get woken up because their hip is sore, okay? Or their shoulder is aching, or their neck is tight. So by doing that release work before we go to bed, it generally helps us get sleep better and get into that deeper sleep cycle. It also means that we wake up the next morning, we shouldn't be quite so tight. So if in doubt and you're really stuck for time during the day to fit in some stretching, because I know we're all super busy, just add it in those last couple of minutes before bed. The hardest part about that is generally finding the motivation. But if you make it as part of your routine, and maybe you need to do it, you know, once you put the kids to bed, you know, you go and do your few stretches, then you start to wind down for the night. Put it into your evening routine when you know that you can commit to doing it and you're going to be more motivated. So you won't get to that point where you're like, oh, you know what, tonight I just can't be bothered, because really the consistency is key. Couple of minutes every day, even if you just do that for 5 days and see the difference, and you will see a difference, I really do guarantee it. Do it as a bit of a test. Do it for every night for 5 nights and just see how you go. And I assure you, you'll definitely be converted to adding in a little bit of stretch and release work every day. All right, that's it from me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As usual, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please hit subscribe. Leave it as a review. I read each and every one, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in and allowing this podcast to be possible. All right, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated each time we release a new podcast.